Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and on this episode, myself and Hannah go on location to Ghoulies Haunted House. Now, Ghoulies Haunted House is situated in Liverpool city centre and it was a brand new attraction for the 2017 Halloween season. But it's here all year round, guys. That's right, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you can visit Ghoulies Haunted House, a fantastic scare attraction in Liverpool city centre. Also, after you visited the attraction, you can go right next door to Ghoulies Horror Bar, where they have some awesome beers, fantastic cocktails, some great music, amazing atmosphere, and some gorgeous ladies behind the bar too. So what more can you want? So guys, Ghoulies Haunted House and Ghoulies Horror Bar, the place you want to be if you're in Liverpool. So make sure you get there on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. It really is awesome. So, like we say, they are here all year round, every week, and this week was a little bit different because it's Valentine's week. It was Valentine's Day just a few days ago here in the UK. Happy Valentine's Day, listeners. So that brings with it a few seasonal attractions, and Ghoulies were no different. Ghoulies Haunted House presented Love Bites. So, stick with us. We're going to give you just a few snippets of our visit. Bear in mind, it was very intense, very insane, very touchy-feely, and we screamed quite a lot. So you might want to turn your volume down ever so slightly. Stick around for these few snippets of the attraction, and we'll let you know how to get tickets to visit Ghoulies Haunted House in Liverpool City Centre yourself.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello, Scare Track fans, and welcome to episode 74 of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at a brand new event for us. We've never been before. We are here at Ghoulies Haunted House in Liverpool City Centre. And first of all, wow, this place is mint. Like, even if there wasn't a haunted house here, this is a place that I would choose to drink at Ghoulies Horror Bar.
I mean, you've won me over. There's beer and there's rock music, so I'm definitely in.
Beer, rock music, pool table, sexy girls behind the bar.
We get to watch a horror attraction from some CCTV screens.
Yeah, so definitely. I mean, guys, if you're listening to the show, check out the montage that we always put up with every other show. And we've also got Scarecam now, which is basically our little GoPro that just shows some general raw footage. So you'll be able to check out. Hannah's filming this on it now. Hello.
I don't know if it's dark. I think it's too dark, but we'll give it a go.
So, there's four or five screens here showing you a bit of CCTV from inside the attraction. There's some, some pretty cool stuff around the building, some Frankenstein. So we've got House of the Dead 2 gun game.
Ooh.
Can't beat a bit of House
I've
of the Dead 2.
I've beaten you on House of the Dead a couple of times.
You have. So, guys, we are here for a Ghoulies Haunted House. It opened up last year, I think it was August, September time, that they opened up. So they got the Ghoulies Haunted House and the Ghoulies Horror Bar right next door. And like I say, so far, so good. It looks pretty awesome. We're here for the special event this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is February the 15th. So happy Valentine's Day,
happy
everyone.
Happy Valentine's
Yay.
Day.
Let's celebrate it by getting our ghoulies scared. Yeah. So they have got a special event tonight, which is Love Bites.
Usually they have different events on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So all through the year, they have the Haunted House. I think it was 7 till 8 for the younger groups. And then 8 onwards, it's Ghoulies X, which we've been told is quite intense. We've got a few friends that have gone through it. We're just speaking to the owners as well. It sounds very one-on-onesie. You get split up from your group.
Very touchy-feely.
So some quite intense stuff. More intense than I thought they would go down, considering this is just a bar in the middle of Liverpool.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't expect that kind of intensity as what we've been described for an all-year-round attraction in the middle of a city centre. Exactly. So I'm quite excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to wrap this up now. I think we're going to speak to the guys here at Ghoulies Haunted House, and then we are going to go through Love Bites here at Ghoulies Haunted House in Liverpool city centre. See you in a bit. Right then, guys, we're about to go in Ghoulies Haunted House. I'm here with Hannah. Are you excited?
I am very, very nervous.
Right, there's a demonic nun. Hello.
Good evening. Are you here to see our ghoulies?
Yes.
The only door you need to touch is the red door you see when you first enter the house. Any other door is nothing to do with you. The monsters will touch you. He's hungry!
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye!
Bye. I'm going to put mine away, when we get into the dark.
Yes.
Because I don't want to lose it.
Right then, guys, so we're now here in Ghoulies Haunted House. We've gone down the stairs and the only door we're allowed to touch is the red door. See you later.
Oh my god!
So guys, we have just come out of Ghoulies Haunted House, the Love Bites attraction, and wow, that 15 minutes was pretty damn intense.
It went really quick, and you can actually always tell when we've had a good time when we're coughing afterwards.
Yeah, there's lots of screaming. It's set off quite nicely. It's more of a theatrical start. We've put in a few snippets, but we don't want to give too much away. It's mainly screaming throughout the whole attraction. It was really good in there that, you know, it started off with a bit of a story of the whole, like, you know, Dracula was there and a bride, and how the bride's shape, her groom transformed to like a werewolf character.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it was utter chaos, basically.
And they practically followed us through the entire attraction.
Yeah, definitely.
Everywhere I turned, there was actors from scene one five.
Yeah, actors in there, there's loads. There's absolutely loads of actors in there, more than most attractions I've been in. And there's a part sort of throughout the middle bit, which I would probably say is the best use of animatronics I've seen in this country.
God.
That couple of scenes where we were just walking, you know which bit, it's when we're screaming, really, really screaming.
I'm hoping, because they let us do some footage with the GoPro for Scarecam, I'm hoping it comes out really well on Scarecam so that we can put it on YouTube, because we do have permission. So if it is on there, I'll let you know in the comments when we post this podcast. If it's not, I'm sorry, but it looked amazing.
Yeah, it did look amazing. And if it hasn't come out on the Scarecam, like I say, thank you to the Ghoulies Haunted House team for letting us film down there. But this is why we do a podcast, because places are dark and it's difficult to pick things up, especially if we're giving the right atmosphere as well. Like we say, that's why we're trialling Scarecam now, and it'll probably be used more so in the outdoorsy events where you've got the street teams and the theatre and things like that. But we thought we'd try it out downstairs, so if it has worked, you'll see that on our YouTube page. But for now, on the podcast, we just want to say, wow, thank you to the Ghoulies Haunted House team for inviting us down here. It was pretty damn intense.
It was intense.
Very handsy.
I safe-worded.
Hannah safe-worded.
I don't know if I safe-worded at the end.
Yeah, I think you
or
did.
Or if they finished it because I safe-worded.
I think, only had one more flight of steps to come up.
When I screamed the safe-word, I didn't expect you to finish as well, which makes me think we were at the end.
Yeah, we were. I think we just had to go straight up those stairs and we came. But I heard Hannah.
I am sorry.
Something happened to me. in my own little room.
Which, I heard it happen to you.
And I knew it was going to happen to Hannah, which is why I knew it was safe wording. You'll probably hear it. It's a big fuck off chainsaw. But what I like about these guys, okay, so a couple of spoilers here. One, when they show you the chainsaw, it's a chainsaw with a chain still on it. Very smart.
That's what threw me, because the reason why I have a massive fear of chainsaws, and I make it very known to everyone, is that I'm terrified that someone's just going to put a proper chain on it, or leave a chain on it, or some psycho's going to come in, put a real chain on it, that kind of thing. I'm scared that someone's going to pretend to use a chainsaw, as happens in so many attractions, and it will be real, and I'll lose a limb, or die. And that's what really, really gets me going. So when they showed me the chainsaw, and it was a real chainsaw, and I could smell the petrol, and I saw a chain, freaked. And then when it was on me, I freaked more.
Yeah, basically. So it was a very smart idea, because everywhere else you go, you see chainsaws, but you can see that there's no chain on it. It's still scary, it still makes the noise, still sound, or rubber chain. This one, you could see the chain on the chainsaw. That's what got me going, never mind getting Hannah going. And like I say, a set scene in there that was really impressive was a couple of corridors where the animatronics look so real, so impressive, in just the perfect moments. It was really, really impressive. So, yeah, I mean, I think that does it from here at Ghoulies Haunted House. You can get your tickets now, ghouliehauntedhouse.com.
I'm a little bit scared about the fact that we've come to the Valentine's attraction.
Which is not as intense, apparently.
It's not as intense. And I safe-worded.
Yeah, you safe-worded in the less intense attraction. Which is, you know what, kudos to the Ghoulies team, because this isn't your everyday... I'm going to say boo scare, and I don't like it, but like regular attraction where you go through with a group of friends, people jump out at you, and you laugh, and you get scared, and then you run into the bar.
There's no time to laugh.
No time to laugh, because it's bloody scary, and it's so intense, and it's so on you, and they put you in rooms by yourself, they split you up. I mean, we were lucky we went through only as a two.
That's because they weren't prizing my hands from around your arms.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, to put it in conclusion... thank you so much to the Ghoulies team. It was awesome. It's awesome now to be able to have a cool drink in the bar. Hannah, what have you got?
I have an amazing cocktail, which I think is vodka, Midori and Monster. And it's served in a...
Beaker.
A test beaker. And it had dry ice in it, but it looks absolutely incredible. And it tastes amazing.
It tastes really good.
Try it.
Okay. Wow, that's strong. But nice.
Yeah.
So, check out the video. We've got a montage, and we're going to trial our scare cam as well on our YouTube page at youtube.com/scaretrack. So, guys, that brings us to the end of our on-location stuff. I'll bring it back to ourselves in the studio now. Final words of Ghoulies Haunted House. Wow. Intense. And
safe wording.
And Hannah safe worded. And I'm going to put it out there, some of the best animatronic use of animatronic. I mean, we've seen huge, elaborate scenes, but...
It's probably the best I've seen in the UK.
I'd say best use of animatronics in the UK.
And that is going, like, far when you think about how much, like, Dr. Frights had that animatronic bus a couple of years ago. Like, that's a massive scale of animatronics, and I think that this topped that.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, they were so perfectly placed. We usually prefer actors over animatronics, but the way they use these with the actors, they look like they were actors. That's what was so intense. So they were perfectly placed, really smartly executed, great sound effects as well. There was a couple of scenes that I think should have been darker, but that's just my personal preference. There were some scenes that were pitch black, so they've probably done the right thing in getting a good juxtaposition.
I think
between...
we were supposed to have a candle, because the guy in the first room was saying, like, candle or turn the light on.
See.
And we didn't know whether to go back or carry on, so I think maybe it was that dark and we were supposed to have something.
Maybe. But it was awesome. Right, I'm going to wrap it up here and take it back to the studio. See you in a bit, guys.
You're listening to Scare Track. So
that brings us to the end of episode 74 of the Scare Track podcast. First of all, Ghoulies Haunted House, thank you so much for having us. We had an absolutely fantastic time. And guys, get your tickets to visit Ghoulies Haunted House now. Just go to their website, nice and easy, www.ghouliehauntedhouse.com. That's ghouliehauntedhouse.com. There's different types of tickets, guys. On a usual day when they're not presenting their seasonal events like Love Bites and their Christmas event and whatnot, they have the Haunted House that's open 7 till 8, which is, you know, for the slightly more light-hearted people that can't take the extreme version, really. So that's 7 till 8. And then they have Ghoulies X, which is 8 till 11. They have hen party packages, stag do, corporate birthday parties. Anything, guys, just send them a message or head to their website, like I say, www.ghouliesHauntedHouse.com. And that's for Ghoulies Haunted House and Ghoulies Horror Bar in Liverpool City Centre. Guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We really, really do appreciate it. Episode 75 will be another on-location episode from another attraction celebrating Valentine's Day. So stick around for that. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you are hearing this podcast. Support us on social media as well, guys. We really, really do need your support. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, we're on all of them. Just search for Scare Track. We really do appreciate a like, a follow, a retweet, absolutely anything. Send us a message, send us a Snapchat, why not? We really do enjoy interacting with you guys over on our social media. Guys, also don't forget you can support us by getting some Scare Track merchandise. We really love it when we see photos of you guys in your Scare Track t-shirts or at events in your Scare Track hoodies. Just visit www.smart-fx.co.uk. That's smart-fx.co.uk to get your Scare Track merchandise now. So, once again, that brings us to the end of episode 74 of the Scare Track Podcast, and we'll see you on episode 75. See you later, guys.